We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Jay Black's on later in the hour, but on the line, before I go to him, I want to play this for you because the one reference point we have received throughout this week of Ben Simmons has been the only guy that we could compare him to for outrageous behavior.
Yes.
Was former Eagle Terrell Owens.
T.O.
John Clark, who is in the zone right now at NBC Sports Philadelphia, tracked down Terrell Owens, and here's what T.O. told John.
Just comes with maturity. He hasn't gotten there yet. So, again, obviously a lot of that really kind of boils down to who's in his circle, who he's surrounding himself with. Like I said, it's not going to bode well because, you know, if he's doing it here, obviously if he, whatever team he goes to next, he better be playing like an MVP type of player, at the next stop. Otherwise he's going to go through the same situation.
On the line with us is the great John Clark. Hi, John. How are you today, pal?
Morning. How's everybody doing?
John, when the most immature player of the last generation is discussing the immaturity of Ben Simmons, are you saying to yourself, wow, there's an odd twist?
This is the level of theater to which this has gotten, right? I mean, I was thinking about the last superstar in Philadelphia that was suspended by their team for conduct detrimental, and I'm like, T.O. And then, of course, you had the sit-ups in the driveway, and when I started to Zoom with T.O. to get some perspective, he brought out his sit-ups bench and was doing sit-ups shirtless to start the interview.
Oh, no, he was not, John.
Yes.
He reenacted the sit-ups?
Reenacted. And I got to tell you, he's got the same abs from 16 years ago. Which
oh, my God.
But,
all right. We have tweeted it out, by the way. It's right, John Clark's YouTube takeoff podcast.
And, John, aren't they fairly close together, the house where T.O. is was and where Ben is now, what he's selling? Isn't it close?
Apparently, it is right near the area where T.O. and Drew Rosenhaus had the press conference. Next question. So, that neighborhood, imagine moving into that neighborhood.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. So, he did do the sit-ups. All right, let's get to what's going to happen tonight, John, because you anticipate this stuff as well as anybody in this city. Ben almost definitely will not be there. Will the fans make sure that their feelings are felt tonight during the home opener?
My goodness, yes. We heard the chants at the wrestling a month ago towards Ben Simmons. We've heard other chants. I've heard it some places where you see somebody wearing a Ben Simmons jersey. So there are going to be chants. I think you can put the word in front of Ben Simmons that we know is going to happen. Look, I thought there was a tiny chance that Ben would actually practice and play in that season opener. There is no chance that he would play in front of the home crowd. No chance whatsoever. I think we know what's going on here. Obviously, he does not want to play for the Sixers, and he is reporting every day to do what he's supposed to do, but coming up with these physical and mental issues. And so I think this is going to lead to a grievance in front of an arbitrator because, of course, they can argue he is showing up for work every day, and he's not physically or mentally fit to do that work.
Wow. This is a first for me, John. Really, what you're saying here is that Ben Simmons does not want to hear the wrath of the city he has turned his back on. He's afraid of Philadelphia. Is that right?
Well, there's no doubt. I think that had a huge part in him having the yips with the free throws and then passing up the open dunk. I think everything was just caving in on him in his mind. And even though the fans did support him and the fans were literally in the stands showing him the free throw motion and trying to help him through it, I don't see him suiting up for the Sixers at home at any point here.
All right, John, what about Daryl Morey's strategy? If I have to wait 4 years, I will. What do you think of what he's doing?
Well, look, that's just a message to Ben's agent, Rich Paul. Basically, what he's saying is we are not backing down. We are going to stand tall. We are going to – actually, I mean, look, I think the Sixers, the way they played the other night, and if they play well tonight, if the Sixers are winning, I mean, that truly increases the Sixers' leverage because they basically say, I think the Sixers are perfectly fine with seeing how this team plays for a while and then – at the deadline, or maybe when there's a disgruntled star out there that wants to get out, possibly work out a trade. But imagine if this team plays very well with Joel Embiid and there's more space around Joel now because nobody has to occupy the paint with him like Ben did. I mean, that's further going to solidify their leverage. But they're not backing down. Ben will have to be the one who blinks.
All right, now, Al, you don't agree with Morey's strategy. Tell John what you think.
I don't understand what possible plus you have here. You got to get rid of him, or just tell him to sit forever. But they have to pay him. Why wouldn't you want to make a deal? I don't understand how the value is going to improve.
Well, the problem is right now he's only getting offers back with role players and not a significant player. And the NBA is different than NFL and other sports. There's five players on the court, and if you have a star, he can dominate a game. He can take over a game. He's playing most of the minutes. So, look, they have an asset. 4 years, $150 million, a max contract. You can't just give in and cave in to a guy who just says, I want out. If it was 1 year left, different deal. He's got 4 years. So Ben is obviously going to have to cave at some point, and he's going to have to blink because imagine if he's sitting out the next couple months and he's missing out on all that money because this is going to lead to him being suspended, I believe, indefinitely. So, look, I think Daryl Morey is taking the perfect tack. You can't cave and get back a couple players. Remember the Charles Barkley trade and the players they got back for him? You cannot cave.
All right, John, just to make this even more absurd, you mentioned super agent Rich Paul. Do you feel in any way Adele is advising Rich Paul, her boyfriend, what's going on with Ben?
I would be mesmerized by her music. I would listen to her. But I mean, this is like the prototype Rich Paul agent plan for Ben getting out of Philadelphia. I mean, we've seen with other Rich Paul clients. And by the way, the Sixers know that other clients who have basically exhibited bad behavior to get out of a team, they have gone on to the next team and dominated. Jimmy Butler, James Harden, all these guys. So this is what happens when a guy's trying to get out of town. But I think the biggest point here is there's something obviously personal now with Joel and Ben because Joel has said he has not spoken to Ben since the season ended, tried to get in touch with him, and they have not spoken at all since Ben has reported. And look what is happening with Joel. He said the other day that he went out to dinner with the team, and they're going to go out to dinner every night on the road, and he is becoming even more of a leader and even more of a – you know, a guy who hangs out with the team off the court. So Joel is getting even better at all these things without Ben there. It really is galvanizing the team.
All right. One other question before I get to a story I'm not looking forward to hearing but need to. The Eagles are in Vegas on Sunday, John. I'm anticipating a lot of Eagle fans there. What are you feeling about that game? Can the Eagles win that one?
Look, I think if you have a little bit more balance on offense with the Eagles and the Raiders are giving up 130 rushing yards a game, they're one of the worst teams giving up the run. I think you have a little bit more balance. You don't have to go 50-50. You don't even have to go 55-45, but you got to get the ball in Miles Sanders' hands a little bit more. If you were to say, okay, who is your most consistent playmaker and a guy who can constantly get you yards and possibly break open a big play? Miles Sanders is one or two on the Eagles. So it's about players, not plays. So I think if you have a more balanced offense, take a little pressure off Jalen Hurts, I think the Eagles can win. It's up to the defense to get to Derek Carr, though.
Absolutely. All right. Now, John, your colleague over at NBC Sports Philadelphia, also a beloved media person, the great Michael Barkin, got into a very bad situation. We try to get Michael on, but there may be pending litigation. You are an ear witness to a very unusual accident involving a car and Michael's golf cart. What can you tell Philadelphia about Michael?
Michael's doing okay. He was shook. We were all on the 18th green, and the road is right next to the 18th green, just separated by some big evergreen trees. And I tell you, there isn't a worse sound in the world to hear than a car collision. And it was so loud. All of us ran off the green, and we ran into the street, and we saw one car, and then we saw Michael in his golf cart, and he was hit by a car coming down the road, and there's a little bit of a hill, so the car disappears a little bit. You can't see a car. It comes down a hill, disappears, and then it comes over another hill. And it was scary. It was really scary. I think, from what I heard, that the car was speeding down the road. And so I am so thankful, just to be very serious. I mean, that could have been a terrible situation. I love Michael, and I'm glad that he's okay, because that could have been a terrible situation. But
wow.
He is okay. He's doing okay.
And he will, you think he'll be ready to do the post-game and pregame on Sunday?
Well, he doesn't have back tightness. He'll be out there.
Oh, Clark with a zinger. John, you're the best, man. Thank you so much today. Thanks, John.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot, John. Oh, man.
That was a good one.
He used Barkan to take a shot at Simmons.
All roads lead to Ben Simmons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.